My concern is just that we have had 30 years of disinvestment in our rail infrastructure, and it'll take quite a while to reverse that investment trend. And I think folks that are proponents of having rail as a strong option, both because it's more energy efficient and because it offers true choice and alternatives, understand that this is an important step forward, but I think we also have expectation management that we can't build a European-style system overnight. So it'll be important that the first investments from the Recovery Act be for ready-to-go projects, just like the other Recovery Act projects, and that will have significant public benefit. Trains will be running faster, trains will be running more on time, something that the public will clearly see. And so that'll be the focus of the first round, and they will be merit-based. We will look at what are the merits of the projects or the corridor programs that are brought to us in July and August, and we'll be making decision about what are the best first steps, but I think that's the important piece. This is the first step of a process not dissimilar to the way we built our highway system 50 years ago.
How do you make the determination of which projects or which corridors get funding priorities?
Well, I think we will. We're working right now on the guidance, the information that will go out to people who wish to apply for these funds. That'll be a process that will be informed by some public outreach we're about ready to undertake and talk about. But we will look at, again, because it is the Recovery Act and jobs was a major focus, we will look for projects that are ready to go as one of the first criteria. And then the second one will be to clearly look at projects that have significant and quantifiable public improvements. And again, the two that come to mind are either a faster train or a more reliable on-time train are just two of the areas that I'm sure we'll consider in our evaluation.
So how fast will high-speed rail be?
High-speed rail, just like our highway system, will have a number of different speeds. In some corridors, like California and what's being talked about in Florida, and even now, the Northeast Corridor has segments that are high-speed rail. Those are dedicated corridors, and those can run 150 or miles an hour or more, up to 200 miles an hour. There are many other corridors in the country that will be seeking to reach 110 to 125 miles an hour. That's still a very, very much reduced travel time. For someone who's getting on the train, it can be as much as 25 or 30% shorter than the current trip is. So those are corridors that have seen great success, and there's one in Pennsylvania that recently started up and has seen amazing growth and 20% plus a year in ridership increases between Harrisburg and Philadelphia. So we're looking for a lot of those regional corridors that are between 100 and 600 miles long where high speed and higher speed rail really complement the overall system.
Now, I know the proposal in California calls for tens of millions, or I believe billions of dollars for the development. I know that's the initial $8 billion as well as 5 years throughout a number of years. Is that enough funding to get it started to really change infrastructure in this way?
Well, it's important. You've got a very good point. This is a down payment. As President Obama said as he announced our first strategic plan being put out, this is a down payment on that vision. And again, I point to the national highway system. It started with hundreds of millions of dollars and billions of dollars that just over decades built out the system. We are just hoping that with this first $8 billion, we can get some of those really good projects started and corridor improvements started. The president's intent to add $1 billion a year for the next 5 years starts to put a stable funding plan out, and we can begin to develop, as we will as part of the National Rail Plan, how do you start to build out this entire vision? We don't want to lead anybody astray. $8 billion is not going to turn us into Japanese high-speed rail that they have overnight, but it will be a significant down payment that will show very, very quantifiable results.
Is this something that everyone's excited about and taking hold of, or do you need additional people to get this done?
Well, clearly, because until recently there was not a program, and it was not just the recovery program, but just the year before, Congress, with amazingly strong leadership, set up the first state program that would help support rail investments that states are making, as well as funding Amtrak. So we've had 2 years. We've had the Passenger Rail Investment Act, which was passed, and then we had the Recovery Act that was passed. So clearly there is a strong sentiment both at the congressional level, and clearly the president, the vice president, and Secretary LaHood have made it very clear that they see rail as an integral part of the system. And it's not saying we understand and continue to support as DOT and FRA as part of the Department of Transportation, that highways and aviation are more mature systems. They need continued investment to maintain what they have and some strategic growth. And at the same time, we see rail and its integration with public transportation as an area that really builds on allowing citizens of the United States a choice that most other countries have.